Here we are at the NAFB Trade Talk at BASF booth. With me is Nick Fassler, Technical Market Manager of Fungicides for BASF. And Nick, at the beginning of this year at Commodity Classic, we learned about Xemium, a new active ingredient. And I understand that we're going to see some fungicides out there on the market, including Xemium, coming up. One of them, Preaxor fungicide. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've been real busy developing new fungicides and new uses for these products the last several years. Last 2 years we've been talking about Headline Amp, and now we got another new product right on the horizon, that active ingredient Xemium, but it'll be combined with Headline to develop Preaxor. So this Headline plus Xemium compound will be registered on multiple row crops as well as a few specialties. Those will be your soybeans, corn, cereals, edible legumes, potatoes, and tomatoes. So very broad spectrum of uses. We're really looking at elevating that foundation we have with Headline and improving that molecule for future use and really help growers maximize their opportunities.
Well, that's great. Well, one of the things that you mentioned soybeans, you mentioned various crops, but in particular, let's talk about soybean growers in the Midwest and why Preaxor will be an important tool for them.
Yeah, so soybean growers in the Midwest, they've been developing that fungicide market, figuring out how to use it in their rotation. And what we saw was there's some opportunities to improve on the overall disease control. We've seen elevated levels of Septoria brown spot in our trials compared to the competitive products as well as Headline. And we've also, have challenging diseases as you go across the whole U.S. of frog eye leaf spot, arrow web blight. So by elevating that level of disease control, really lengthening that residual with the Xemium compound, we're getting the next best offer for growers to really look at next season.
Now, as you said, you've conducted a lot of research and I guess you went through really what we've shown there, but did those results show the same trends as previous year research?
Yeah, we every year is a little bit different in what the challenging disease can be out there. May shift given the weather conditions, but we've really seen that foundation of disease control we see with Headline. That's the level of control we're trying to elevate from. So that's our standard as Headline, and we see that combining these new unique molecules with Headline, like we did with Headline Amp, and that's really shown excellent performance in 2011 on corn, and growers that used it are extremely happy. We pending registration next year, we hope to see the same thing and do the same thing for growers with Preaxor.
Well, yeah, and this was certainly a weird growing year, so it was a good time to see what Headline and these new things can do. Now, another one besides the Preaxor, the other one is Miravon. Miravon?
Yeah, so Miravon is more of a unique product to be for the specialty growers that grow pome and stone fruits, which would be apples and cherries. Further out, we look to bring that into other specialty markets, but originally it looks really good on powdery mildew in those crops as well as apple scab. It really shines. So those growers that are producing orchard crops are very excited about the opportunities with Miravon for 2012 as well.
Always something new from BASF here at the NAFB Trade Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.